Hello everyone, and welcome to another amazing time on the Daily Bible Affirmations. Before I begin, I want to say a very big thank you to all our listeners, everyone who has listened and liked and followed us on Instagram and sent us emails and shared with their friends. I just want to say thank you to every one of you, and I pray that the good Lord blesses you abundantly in the name of Jesus. I also want to announce with joy in my heart that we have over 1,500 listeners in, you know, less than a year since we started. So I just want to thank God for that and thank every one of you who listen and, you know, share with your friends. I just want to pray that God will bless you, God will keep you safe, and that, you know, our spiritual lives grow the way we want it to, and that we come to a full knowledge of the love of God in the Today, we're going to be talking about spirit, soul, and body. This is one topic that, you know, has been on my heart to teach about, and I'm finally doing it. So, spirit, soul, and body. I believe that for us to understand salvation that we have received, for us to understand the lives that we have in Christ, for us to understand who exactly we are in Christ, we first of all need to understand the difference between our spirit, our soul, and our body. But we are not just going to understand it with our human minds. We are going to understand it while diving deep into the Word of God. So before we start, as we should do, let us pray. Our gracious and heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the gift of life. We want to thank you for another amazing time in your presence where we dive deep into your words to get to know you better and to get to understand who you have created us to be. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that you rain down your spirit. We pray that the breath of your Holy Spirit, that breath that gives understanding, falls upon us in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that as I open my mouth to teach your word, that I do not teach of my own accord, but I teach by the power of the Holy Spirit that flows through me, because your word says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. So I ask in the name of Jesus that what is within me begins to flow forth as I teach today in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. I praise and glorify your holy name, because this is going to be an amazing time. Thank you, everlasting Father, for in Jesus' precious name I have prayed. Amen. Amen. So, spirit, soul, and body. Yes, we are going to understand the difference between spirit, soul, and body today. I'll start with spirit, the spirit, our spirit, not the Holy Spirit, our spirit. So I would start with the Bible verse, Ezekiel 36, 26 to 27. Ezekiel 36, 26 to 27. Unless otherwise stated, I would be using the default version while I'm teaching is the New Living Translation, because I feel it's easier to understand. But if I'm using any other version, I would state it that this is the version I'm reading from. So New Living Translation, Ezekiel 36, 26 to 27. And I will give you a new heart. I will put a new spirit in you. I will take out your stony, stubborn heart and give you a tender, responsive heart. And I will put my spirit in you so that you will follow my decrees and be careful to obey my regulations. This part of the Bible is where the Lord was speaking to Ezekiel. You know, Ezekiel was a prophet, and, you know, talking about how he's going to put his spirit within us. We see later on in the New Testament that God really gave us his spirit. Now, let's look at this very popular verse of the Bible, 2 Corinthians 5:17, which says, this means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone and a new life has begun. And then I'll read one more verse before I start explaining, and that's Proverbs 20:27. Let me just open that up here. Proverbs 20:27. And that says, the spirit of man is the candle of God, searching all the inward parts of the belly. the spirit of man is the candle of God, searching all the inward parts of the belly. And that's the KJV version. So I'm going to be reading from the Passion Translation now. And the Passion Translation says, the spirit God breathed into man is like a living lamp, a shining light, searching into our innermost chamber of our being. All right. So now, with all these verses that we have read, I want us to understand one thing. Upon salvation, the day you believed in your heart and you confessed with your mouth that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, that day we received a whole new spirit. It's instant. It's less than a millisecond. It happens so instantly. The moment you receive Christ, you have received a new spirit. Just like 2 Corinthians 5:17 explains that anyone who lives in Christ, the old life is gone and a new life has begun because he has put a new spirit within you. Your spirit changes instantly. There is no process to that. There is no form you have to fill. There is nothing that goes with it. Immediately you believe, you receive the Holy Spirit. And you receive that Holy Spirit in your spirit. Okay? Yep. So before I go any further, I would now want to differentiate the difference. I want to differentiate between spirit and soul, because sometimes some people tend to use these words interchangeably and they are not the same. So I want us to fully understand who we are so that we'll know how to deal with some certain issues and we'll know how to channel our energy so that we can grow spiritually. Great. So the difference between soul and body, soul and spirit. But before I go any further, let me read Hebrews 4:12. Hold on, I'm just trying to change to New Living Translation there. Yes, Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. The word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow, and it exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. So from the word of God in Hebrews 4:12, we can see that the word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than a two-edged sword, and it cuts between soul and spirit. So if the word of God has the power to cut between soul and spirit, it means the soul and the spirit are not the same. Are we together? It means that the soul and the spirit are not the same. Right, so with our body, with our physical body, we connect to the physical realm. We can feel touches, we can feel pain and all of that because we have a body that connects us to the physical realm, right? We can have human interactions. With our spirits, we know that we can connect to the spiritual realm because the Holy Spirit resides in our hearts, right? But with our soul, where do we connect to? Where do we connect to with our soul? With our soul, we connect to the intellectual realm. Our soul consists of the human mind, our mentality, our understanding, all of that. That's where our soul connects to, right? So we need to understand in our walk with God that the fact that you understand something, the fact that you have knowledge about something, the fact that you are intellectual, doesn't mean it's the Spirit of God that is leading you. Do you understand? So let's look at this verse of the Bible, 1 Corinthians 14:14-15. 1 Corinthians 14:14-15. Here, Paul was speaking about tongues. He said, for I pray in tongues, my spirit is praying, but I do not understand what I am saying. Well then, what shall I do? I will pray in the spirit and I will also pray in words that I understand. I will sing in spirit and I would also sing in words that I understand. So, I said our soul connects us to the intellectual realm. It consists of our human mind, our mentality, our understanding. So when you are praying in words that you can understand, that's your soul praying. When you pray in the language of the spirit, when you pray in tongues, that's your spirit praying. I just want to give a few moments to let that sink in. When Paul was praying in his understanding, that was his soul praying. That was through his soul, through his own understanding. But when he was praying in the language of the spirit, that was his spirit praying. So there's a difference between your soul and your spirit. And I'm just going to read another Bible verse, Romans 12:2. It's quite popular, Romans 12:2. I mean, that was one of the very first verses I memorized when I started my walk with God. It really helped me. It said, "Do not copy the behavior and customs of the world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think." By changing the way you think. So you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. I'm going to read another version, maybe amplified. So I'm going to amplify it now. "Do not be conformed to the world any longer with its superficial values and customs, but be transformed and progressively changed as you mature spiritually by renewing your mind, focusing on godly values and ethical attitudes, so that you may prove yourselves what the will of God is, which is good and acceptable and perfect in his plan and purpose for you." Hallelujah. So when we receive the Spirit of God upon salvation instantly, the Bible calls us not to conform to the things of the world, but to renew our minds. Look, the saving of our soul is a process. I'm taking my time to explain this because sometimes some people feel like upon salvation, you know, they expect all their fleshly desires, all the lust of the flesh to go away because they have received the Holy Spirit. Well, I'm sorry about that. Well, it's not instant. Your salvation is instant, but the saving of your soul, the training of your flesh, is a process. And that's exactly what James said in James 1:21. Let's read James 1:21. James 1:21. I'm going to read that in NLT. James 1:21 says, "So get rid of all filth and evil in your lives and humbly accept the word God has planted in your hearts. It has the power to save your souls." The saving of your soul is a process. You have received the Holy Spirit, yes. But in order to save your soul, in order to win spiritually, you need to get rid of all filth and you need to make your spirit man dominate. But before I talk about making your spirit man dominate, let me just quickly run through what the body is. Let's go back to Romans 12 to understand, you know, the concept of body. Romans 12:1 says, "And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind that he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him." Look, upon salvation, we receive a new spirit. Our soul doesn't change instantly. Our bodies, there's no change. The fact that I gave my life to Christ doesn't mean, you know, I get the perfect nose or my legs become straighter or anything like that. My skin didn't even get clear. But in the process of our spiritual journey, we are called to offer our bodies to God as a living sacrifice. Before I came to the concept of body, I read James 1:21 that says that we should get rid of all filth and accept the word of God because it has the power to save our souls. The Bible, reading through all the scriptures I've read today, there's no one that calls us to do anything specifically with our spirit. There's no hassle when it comes to your spirit, because your spirit upon salvation has become directly connected to the Spirit of God. You connect with the spiritual realm, to the Spirit of God, to the heavenlies, through your spirit, right? And then you know where you need to put the work is in your mind, that's your soul,
and in your body. We need to constantly renew our minds. All the things that we think we feel and all our desires that we want to go away so that we can have the perfect relationship with God. It's a process. Restoration is a process. Renewal is a process. But the giving of the Spirit is instant. So it is, in order for us to win spiritually, we need to make our spirit man dominate. We need to make our spirit man dominate. We need to put our desires in check. Let's read 1 Corinthians 9:27. 1 Corinthians 9 and verse 27. Paul said, I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. Otherwise, I fear that after preaching to others, I myself may be disqualified. We have many times heard stories of preachers and pastors who, very anointed men of God, preaching the word of God. But then we hear that, oh, maybe they are cheating on their wives or sleeping with some members of the congregation and all of that. Does it make the Spirit in them invalid, or does it mean that they don't really have the Spirit of God? No. What they fail to do is they fail to bring their flesh under control. They failed to accept the word of God that renews their mind. They failed to put away all filth, like James puts it. Do you understand? And that's why Paul here in 1 Corinthians 9:27 is saying that he trains his body like an athlete to do what it should do. Not what the flesh wants to do, what it should do. God has created your body for a reason. And you need to understand that and train your body to do what it should do. Are you going to have those desires and those feelings and those temptations? Of course. But you need to accept the word of God, like James said. Accept the word of God in your heart. Speak it and allow your spirit man dominate. I know I've been saying allow your spirit man dominate for quite some time now. How exactly do you allow your spirit man dominate? That's another discussion for another day. But I'm going to give you a few quick tips. Right? Allowing your spirit man dominate is you need to constantly pray and study the word of God. You need to constantly pray and study the word of God. Prayers shouldn't be taken for granted. I have so much desire to grow spiritually because I admire a lot of people and I see their lives, how their spiritual journeys are going, their ministries. And I so much admire that. I do. But then I have been asking God and I have been, you know, looking for what are these people doing? And it boils down to two things. Praying and studying the word of God. There are so many things that come after that, but praying and studying the word of God. I'm sorry, I just have this. Excuse me. Praying and studying the word of God cannot be overemphasized. I saw a tweet one time that says, what's more important, praying or, I'm sorry, studying the word of God or praying? And then someone replied and said, what's more important, breathing in or breathing out? And I'm like, yeah, that slaps. When you study the word of God, you are taking in all what God has said about you, what God has said about the word, his prophecies, his instructions, his principles. You are taking in everything. And when you pray in accordance with the word of God. The word of God is the will of God. You are looking for the will of God, start studying the word some more. And I'm talking to myself as well because, you know, sometimes I just stress about some certain things. And I'm like, I could just read the Bible. You would be surprised what you find in the Bible. You would be surprised the revelations you receive from studying the word of God. So, in summary, upon salvation, we have received the Spirit of the Most High God. We are connected to the spiritual realm. Because we have the Spirit of God, the same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, living inside of us. Our soul is our mind, our intellect, our mentality, our understanding that connects us to the intellectual realm. Our soul and our spirits are different. Our soul, sometimes we think we understand everything in our mind. Sometimes we think we we are intellectual enough, but we need to allow the spirit man to dominate our soul and our bodies for us to win spiritually. How can we make our spirit man to dominate our soul and body? It's by studying the word of God and constantly praying. And in studying the word of God, you're not just studying it to retain the knowledge or to cram the verses. You must also be a doer of the word of God. I don't know the exact part of the Bible right now, but there's a part of the Bible that says, it's in James, that says, if you study the word of God and you do not do what is in it, then you are only wasting your time. It's like looking at yourself in the mirror and then walking away and you forget what you look like. Yes, I'm sorry. I would really love to find that verse of the Bible. I hope that doesn't take so much time. James 1. Hold on. Okay. It says, but don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. James 1:22. You do not just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourselves. For if you listen to the word of God and don't obey, it's like glancing at your face in the mirror. You see yourself, you walk away, and you forget what you look like. So to make our spirit man dominate, we must study the word of God. We must be eager to do what the word of God says, no matter how difficult it seems. And then we must pray. We must constantly pray. We must constantly pray. I think 1 Thessalonians 5, 22, I guess, it says, never stop praying. We must always pray. Another part in the epistle says, pray in the language of the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Whenever you remember the concept of prayer, you pray. Yes, there are times where we have to go into our quiet place to pray. Very important that you always find a quiet place to pray every day, at least once, twice in a day. But even when you are on the go, when you're at work, when you're in school, when you are chatting with friends, and you remember, pray. Please, at that moment, pray. It's God listens. God is everywhere, and he hears you, and he sees you. He hears your prayers. So praying is just too important. It's just too important. That is the hack. You study the word of God. You meditate upon it. You do what the word of God says, and you pray, and you pray. It's so important. To hear the voice of God and be led by the Spirit of God, we have to keep our spirits tender. Keeping your spirits tender is everything I've been saying now, praying and studying the Word of God. When you pray and study the Word of God, your spirit man begins to dominate, and that's how your life changes. When your spirit man dominates, we need to constantly keep our desires and our so-called intellect in check and make sure that even the things that we think that we know, they must align with the Word of God. So if your intellectual mind is telling you this table is black, go and check the Word of God. Is the table black? If the table is not black, then you have to get rid of what your mind is telling you. That's why sometimes people say obeying the Word of God it doesn't align with common sense. And I agree. Sometimes it doesn't. Other times it does. But many times I have noticed that it doesn't really align with your common sense. So I really hope that we've been blessed by this, understanding who we are, like our body, our spirit, and our soul, right? Because in future teachings are going to make lots of references to this. And, you know, it would help us understand how to really hear the voice of God, how to really be led by the Spirit of God. You know, yeah. So yeah, that's really it. I'm so sorry. Yeah, that's really it. Yeah. So our bodies, our spirits, and our soul. We are spirit beings living a physical experience, and that's why our spirit man must dominate. We are spirit beings living a human experience. The Word of God tells us that we are in this world, but we are not of the world. We come from a far better place, but we are here only for a short time. And in living our life here on earth, in order for us to be successful in it, we must allow our spirit man to dominate. Because it is by allowing our spirit man dominate that we can hear the voice of God. It's It's the way we can be led by the Spirit of God. And that's the way to win in life. That's the way to win in life. Hallelujah. Just one more verse before I pray and end this. Let's go to Joshua 1:8. Last night I was reading a book and I stumbled upon this verse. It's not like I haven't seen it before. No, it just hits different this time. Joshua 1:8. God was telling Joshua, study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night, and you be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all that you do. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you will be and be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all that you do. I've been talking about making the spirit man dominate, and that's by studying the book, meditating upon it, praying. But here, God is telling Joshua to study the book continually, meditate on it day and night. And he said, obey everything that is written in it. And he completed it by saying, only then will you prosper and succeed in everything that you do. Are you looking for a formula for success? This is it. Are you looking for a formula for prosperity? This is it. Study the word of God. Meditate on it day and night and obey all that is written in it. Then you will succeed in all that you do. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word. For it is a light unto our path and a lamp unto our feet. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We glorify your holy name for who you are, for what you do. We worship you. We thank you for an amazing time studying your word. Lord, we pray by the power of the Holy Spirit that you help us to make our spirit man dominate. Give us the strength in the place of prayer. Give us the strength in the secret place to study your word, meditate on it day and night, and give us the courage to obey all that is written in it, no matter how difficult it might seem. Help us, Lord, for without you we can do nothing. But your word says that your strength is made known in our weaknesses. So, Lord, we pray that we become less and less so that you become greater and greater in our lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Everlasting Father, for answered prayers. For in Jesus' most precious name we have prayed. Amen. Thank you guys for listening to this fantastic episode. Thank you so much. And don't forget to share with your friends. Don't forget to pray and obey the contents of the Word of God, and you'll be so richly blessed. God bless you. Till next time. Bye.